Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Klamath Tribes podcast. This week, we are talking education. And we are talking to the two people in the tribes that knows best of what's going on, Aurelia Blackwater, Youth Transition Specialist, and Shea Scott, the Office Manager of the Education Department here at the Klamath Tribes. Shea, welcome.
Thanks for having us, Ken.
And Aurelia, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ken.
To the podcast. So why don't you tell the audience a little bit first about yourselves. You kind of hide over there, and not many people see you, but you're doing a lot. Shea, what do you do?
I actually started out in 21 as a college intern through the college intern program through the education department. And then
Where were you going to college?
I am going to the Oregon Institute of Technology pursuing my bachelor's in psychology.
Oh, you're still there?
Yes.
Oh, very ambitious.
Yes. Got to continue and get that free education while I can. Get that Oregon Tribal Student Grant.
And Aurelia?
So I work for the Youth Transition. I actually started with the Education Department when we opened the Early Childhood program in 2016. And then I kind of moved around from there. And then somehow ended up going straight back into working for Julie as the JOM coordinator. And
Julie Bettles, the director of the Education Department,
yes,
for the tribes.
And then I worked as the Youth Transition Specialist, as I am. And I've done the interim job for the Youth Initiative for about, I think it was like 8 months. And then now I'm in the interim manager for the RED program for the manager's position altogether. So I've been here working for a little bit over 5 years in this department.
In these 5 years, we had the COVID time. So there's a lot of downtime there. You're probably playing a little catch up now, right? To get people back on board?
Yes and no. So during COVID, like everybody else shut down in the Klamath Tribes, but because I was the youngest person in our department at the time, I got volunteered to cover desks and cover every position that I could possibly do. So it was a mix between our director, Julie Bettles, myself, and the current office manager at that time coming in, and we were almost there daily.
You must have done a lot of remote virtual programs.
Yeah, at that time we did. We were trying to figure it out. And then because we got the CARES funding money, we ended up doing a computer program. So anybody that was enrolled in the tribe didn't have to be local, could be anywhere all over the United States, could apply for these computers. And that was one of my main jobs during COVID. So when I was working from home, I was calling people and doing the database to get them and working with Best Buy and other companies to get this orders for thousands and thousands of computers sent out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ambitious and a heck of a project to pull off. So all these kids and adults have these computers now?
A lot of them do. A lot of their warranties finally expired because it's been that long. but every little project that we've had, I've kind of had my foot in the door. So we've done SB 13. I got to design curriculum because I went to school for early childhood and education. That's what my degrees are in.
SB 13, Senate Bill 13, introducing Native American history to classes.
Yep.
You're involved with that?
I got to put together some of the curriculums for it. And I got to help with some of that committee that was there at the time.
Oh, you've been very busy.
Yeah, even Shea got to participate in it. She did some of the youth videos.
For the history?
It was actually the video for Saving the Tuam.
Which you can see in our YouTube channel.
I voiced it.
Ah, yes. And you were also on the camera.
Yep.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well, Shea, would you like to begin with what's on the agenda here for the Education Department currently?
So today we are going to be covering just some basic information on the programs that we do offer within the Education and Employment Department. We have quite a few programs. The first one I'm going to address with you all today is the Adult Basic Education Program. It's that first step of education is getting that basic academic, whether you're getting your high school diploma or your GED. We can help get those employment skills and get that GED through our Adult Basic Education Program. If you've already completed your high school diploma or have obtained your GED and are looking for something more to further that education or that career path, we have two good programs. Our higher education program, which leads you to your typical post-secondary education of receiving an associate's or a bachelor's. If that post-secondary education isn't really your route and you're more of that vocational trade is your kind of fit, then we have an adult vocational training program that can help provide a financial assistance to cover any of those training programs that lead to certificates or licensures. It doesn't have to be within Oregon. It can be, you know, across the United States. It can be for a truck driving school. It can be to get that medical assisting certificate. But those are our two main programs to further that education and that career path. Career-wise, if you are looking for a job, I would highly suggest either going into the administration office in Chiloquin and asking for a labor pool form, or sending us an email or giving us a call at our 541-783-2219 number and ask for somebody in the education department, specifically Miss Kathleen Hatcher Mitchell. She can get you a copy of that temporary labor pool form, and that labor pool form will get you into a larger database that not only will our admin tribal employers and the other tribal entities we will be able to refer you from, but we also, that database has other job positions from outlying entities, outlying employers, whether they're private employers or not. Kathleen can help refer you to a position, given that you have the qualifications and that you're wanting to get that employment. She can help refer you to those positions that we have available. If you're needing assistance with completing that application, completing your resume, or just getting it up to date, we do have public computers available in the education department that we can help assist you. We can help you get that resume up to date. We can assist you with that. We can assist you with completing that application and making sure that you've got all those required documents so that your application is complete. If you already have employment or obtain employment and are needing maybe some financial assistance to get the appropriate work attire, or say, you know, you need one tire, not all four, but you need one tire and it's just too much until that next paycheck, the Direct Employment Assistance Program can help provide financial assistance up to $300 as long as you live within the Klamath County service area and have a job or have a start date for a job. That Direct Employment Assistance Program can, like I said, provide financial assistance up to $300 to remove barriers to employment. So if you're working out in wireland firefighting, we want to make sure you have the top-of-the-line boots that will keep you safe and secure while you're out there. All of these applications can be found within the Education and Employment Department office at the administration building out in Chiloquin.
And they're available up front with Henry Rondo, too.
He does a great job of relaying that information and, you know, does the duty of saying, you know, maybe that's not your right fit. And if he's not sure about it, he will definitely call us out to bring him that application or to make sure that we have enough left in the foyer. I'm going to go into education a little bit, but more of the youth program. We have a Johnson O'Malley program, so helping your little ones. This is specific to your little ones, pre-K through 12th grade, you know, those required school fees that they're having to cover, the student body card, their hall locks, PE shoes or PE uniforms, the athletic participation fee, that sports participation fee of $100. Our Johnson O'Malley program can help cover those required school fees and that athletic participation fees so that our students can actively be participating in those extracurricular activities.
And one thing that we do want to say is that when you're doing like the Johnson O'Malley, if you look at our front page, we have every requirement to complete that on there. So if it's
the front page of
the application. So every application that we have in the department has these requirements. And if you look, you can check off each one as you get it. For the Johnson O'Malley, we're going to need the full application. We're going to need the school registration, the class schedule, and any fees that are required by the school. And as soon as you get those in all the way complete, it really makes the job go a lot faster. It makes you get services a little bit faster. But we really want to, like,
get that through is that, you know, if you turn in a completed application, it's going to go that much faster for both parties. You know, it kind of delays the process if, you know, you're kind of in a bunch and, you know, you need those work boots by next week. It's kind of hard to rush our whole financial process that we have. So do be mindful of the deadlines or the time periods that you need to have your application in and completed by so that it gives us enough time to process it, contact you to, if there is any missing items that we are needing to obtain. So do be mindful and definitely read the fine print on the front page of the application. All of our applications have, on the very front page, have a table that lists each individual document that is needed. And on the left of the listing of that document is a blank space for you to check off. That way you can remind yourself, I've already got this, I don't need to get that. But like Aurelia was saying, if you can turn in a completed application, that'll speed up the process for both parties. Going from the extracurricular activities, one of the, I think, amazing highlights that we've had and had the greatest honor of being able to be with it as it's come to light for the community is the new Klamath Community Fitness Center that we have available. It is open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. So if you are needing something to do in the morning before school or needing something to do after work while it gets dark, head over to the fitness center in Chiloquin. It's great. There's a big gym for you to play in, a lot of community involvement. It's just a great place to be. You know, it's a great environment.
At the fitness center, they do also have different community members that kind of put on things. So it can be a volleyball night, so anybody can go. There can be lunches, and people do pickleball.
As you walk into the community fitness center, they have a TV display up that actually shows you their calendar with the events that they have scheduled for that entire month on them. So if it's not something, you know, you find some downtime and you're like, hey, maybe I need an event to go to, definitely check by the fitness center and see if they have anything going on.
And there is no membership for the fitness center to use it. It's just a waiver form that needs to be completed with the staff there.
Yep. No cost to any community members. You just have to complete that participant waiver. You know, simple, has your contact information if we need to get a hold of you. But there is no cost to this free fitness center.
And they have a wonderful weight room and cardiovascular area for exercising.
They yep. do. And Zach Jackson is the manager over there, and Cameron Shively is the assistant manager over there. And they will help you with anything that you really need.
And if you are anything like me, you're like, oh my gosh, do they clean over there? I hope they clean. They do deep cleanings at least, I think it is like 3 times a week. They are cleaning the workout rooms. You know, they do their basic cleaning at least. I believe they have a morning and afternoon and then an evening cleaning. And then that's in addition to their deep cleaning that they do on the building. So I know I appreciate all of that deep cleaning and all those little fingerprints getting wiped off of the
Me too.
Windows.
And if you hang out there at night, always say hi to V. She is our assistant over there, and she's very, very friendly and very sweet.
So Aurelia, I think I'm going to go ahead and pass it off to you for the RED program and youth transition.
So my name is Aurelia Blackwater. I am the Youth Transition Specialist. So I have been working with the RED program for the last 2.5 years. I started with the youth program, and I kind of gotten these interim jobs as people leave. So at this moment, I am covering my position and the RED manager position. So I cover adult and youth programs. So the RED program is called the Reentering Employment by Design. It's a vocational rehabilitation program that is designed to help people with disabilities remove barriers to getting employment or getting an employment outcome. That means they can be wanting to go to school. and further their career that way. There's something that we can do. So each service that we have is an individually based program. So it depends on your whole idea of what you want for yourself. If you have a learning disability and that's something that you need to overcome, then we will help you figure out what the steps are for that. If it's going to counseling, if it's going to get these skills to help you build on that, that's something that we're going to talk to you and develop a plan to help you get to the point where you want to go. With the RED program, we have the youth program within it. And this is the youth transition. So the youth transition works with ages 14 to 24 years old. We work with that transitioning period from middle school to high school and high school beyond. So middle school and high school, we see a lot of behaviors. We see a lot of students on IEPs or 504 plans. And a 504 plan is a special needs plan that is outlined with a school district that can basically transition with you your whole life. And then your IEP is your individual education plan. And this is where the teachers and the support staff at the high schools or middle school draft up a plan to help the student move from each grade to each grade with as much support as they can. One of my major parts of working is attending these IEP meetings with the school district. And Shay has done a couple with me too. We go and we sit down with all the teachers and the parents and figure out what's going on. We see if we can provide assistance. We see if there's anything that the student really has to say about their situation. We really feel that in their education, they have a right to voice their own opinion too. So we work one-on-one with that. We have so many partnerships with the Klamath County School and Klamath City Schools, Klamath Promise.
YA.
Yeah. Any youth program that is around here, we probably most likely have a building relationship with them. We even work with Klamath Works a lot lately.
Klamath Works, could you give a little more detail of what they're involved in?
So Klamath Works is kind of like the RED program, but it's kind of like the education department in general. It is a community entity that is in Klamath Falls. They help with job training. They help with skills building. They have their own vocational program there too, and they work with youth. They are a wide range and a useful organization because they give so much back to the community. If you are struggling and need a job, they will take you in, give you some training, help you with these skills, encourage you to look into whatever path you want, and just go from there. Recently, we actually had a training through them. Sean Winters, he did the
Youth Mental Health and First Aid.
We did 2 days of this at Admin, and Klamath Works got us all, mostly youth programs, certified in youth mental health now. But they're a great
employer,
I guess.
They do offer internships for students. They do have requirements such as, you know, passing your classes, I'm pretty sure they have a certain GPA requirement. But it's just another good support service, education and employment related. Just a really good partner to have in your pocket.
Yeah. So we work with them to get these services. If there's something that we can't do, we will always take the extra step to figure out where we can refer you to, even if it's us making the call first to make sure that person actually has the programs to help you. We will do this extra steps just to make sure that we're giving you all of what we can give you. Again, with the RED vocational, I just want to go back a little bit. And so with this, to be eligible for the program, you have to have a disability, a documented disability. So this can be anything from a learning disability, a physical disability, a mental health disability. So if you have severe anxiety, severe depression, and those are the barriers, like you don't want to get out of bed and you're really having a hard time focusing and concentrating, that's a disability. And it can be something that we can help figure out the steps to move towards. Sometimes somebody just needs somebody in their corner. And that can be us if they want to. But if you are applying for the RED program, it does need to be within the service area. At this moment, we are on our last year of our grant. So we are actually applying for more funding for the next 5 years as well. And hopefully at that point, we can open it up to any enrolled tribal member. But that's hopefully down the road.
So right now, just to reiterate, you have to be a Klamath tribal member, have a medically documented disability, and live within the Klamath County service area to be eligible for RED.
Yeah.
Okay. What does RED stand for?
Re-entering Employment by Design. Okay, and then we'll go into our last program. We'll kind of bounce this back between the both of us because I did part of the interim, but Shea does a lot of the overall office work for it. So we have the Youth Initiative Program. The Youth Initiative Program is a program that works with youth council and leadership roles. We have...
Currently, we have two youth engagement specialists. We have a female and a male engagement specialist. That way, we are able to send both male and female students on trips and have the proper chaperones.
So their names, the female lead is Hannah Schroeder, and the male lead is Ramon Jackson. They are both newly within the last year, but they're really trying to get a hold of their position, and they've been doing some good things.
Especially establishing. So one of the major things for the Youth Initiative Program, specifically with the Youth Engagement Specialist, is that they establish good working relationships with these youth so that these youth can take those skills and that knowledge and pass it on to youth that are younger than them. That's part of the whole point of the program.
Yeah, they also... work closely with prevention from tribal health, and they work with culture and heritage during the summer just to bring that cultural aspect back to the community and to the youth that they're providing for. So they have a youth council. Currently, they have 15 or 16.
I believe they have 16 students on there.
They have 16 students, and they usually have about 4 lead roles. So they have a female lead chair, a male lead chair, secretary, and a treasurer. Do you know who's the lead right now?
Nope. But a lot of the community events that happen and get put on, you will most likely see our youth council there, whether it's serving elders, whether it's serving the food or taking orders, just giving a helping hand, being there to help however they can. The Youth Council is very involved with all of our community activities and events that go on, very closely involved with tribal health and prevention, helping support the other tribal entities that we have.
One of our last female leads, she is Power Royalty. So she goes to Stillwater and was Power Royalty for a couple of years. And she went to Portland State for their Power Royalty, and she's, I don't remember how you say it, but she's Power Royalty up there. And now she is actually running for Miss Northern Indian Northwest or something like that.
A lot of traveling, but there is a requirement for that traveling. If you are a member on the Youth Council, you do have to have a specific grade, have to be passing your classes, and have to have a certain GPA in order to be considered to go travel. It is definitely an honor, and it's not a right to be able to travel when you're on youth council. You know, you got to be setting a good example for the other youth, making sure you're doing your duty as an individual and passing your classes. That way you can better support your others and your other peers.
So a lot with the Youth Initiative Program, too. They are involved with different entities. So they attend different conferences each year, such as Unity, which is a program for youth leadership of Native American. They go to these and get leadership skills of what they can bring back to the community and what their little choices make a difference with the younger youth and stuff. So they teach them like what happens when you want to raise awareness in your community And within the last couple years, they've actually raised awareness during big turning time, during the basketball season, of the sticker shock.
For alcohol awareness. Actually, this last year when they went to, the students went to D.C. and actually expressed this concern to the governors and some of the senators about sticker shock, the awareness, how some of the community businesses are no longer supporting the sticker shock. And for those that aren't aware, sticker shock is a time where we get these little yellow stickers that say, think twice, and it gives you a really, really brief summary of what the fine could look like if you're purchasing alcohol for a minor. And what these youth do, it's all youth under the age of, 18 and younger. It's no adults doing it. They go previously, before Family Food was bought out, Taylor Day would allow them to come in and they would put a sticker on each individual can of every six pack saying, think twice. And they would intentionally twist the can so that all of the stickers were pointing out on all of the cans. But it was to provide awareness because, it's not only illegal, but it's not very good for your community when you have adults purchasing alcohol for minors. It doesn't help the wellness of the community at all.
But that's only one thing that they've done, and that's one of the major things that they've done and worked on so far. But with Sticker Shock, they do it annually now, and it's a great program, and it's a great awareness piece, especially for youth that are younger than them. Just to keep going.
Very good. Well, obviously, more than education going on in your department.
Definitely. We have a little bit of everything.
Very active, very helpful. And again, if people want to get in touch with you, what should they do?
They can either call our number of 541-783-2219. My extension specifically is 115 for the Education and Employment Department. You can also stop by the administration office in Chiloquin, come in and actually see us. You can use a public computer if you'd like. Or if you have access to one of our emails, you are more than welcome to send us an email. If you don't have one, an email for education staff specifically, go ahead and send an email to somebody that you know that works at the tribe and let them know you're trying to get a hold of education and they can refer you over.
And all of our emails are our first.lastname@klamathtribes.com. So if you send it to one of us and it's reaching a different program within our department, we'll work with each other to make sure we get it. So if you send Aurelia.Blackwater@klamathtribes.com, something about the DEA program or interested in high ed or just wanting information, I will reach out and work with Kathleen and Sharia Taralba and Shaya Scott to figure out where exactly all your information needs to go and who's going to call you back.
You can also visit the website at klamathtribes.org, and it gives you access to all of the departments within the administration building, gives you access to the videos that we have, links, services that we have available, our current positions that we have open, the application for employment. So the webpage is always a good place to go also.
Excellent. Thank you, ladies, Aurelia Blackwater and Shaya Scott, today from the Education and Employment Office here at the Klamath Tribes. Thank you.
Thank you.